The Mediterranean diet is a diet that's typical in countries in the Mediterranean regions, typical in Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey, and very typical of that region. It encourages a lot of unprocessed, what we call whole foods. So the diet is going to have, you know, a lot of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, also particularly certain oils. Olive oil is the number one, also canola oil. And what it allows is some cheese, yogurt, fish, some wine. What it limits are foods that are high in saturated fat. So it's going to limit your red meat and your high-fat dairy products.
How is it different than a low-fat diet?
Way back in the, I'd say, 80s, we got the clear message that our diet should be limiting saturated fat and cholesterol. And now we also know trans fat should be limited for heart health. So it became a debate about, well, then what do you replace those nutrients with? So what the low-fat diet does, it replaces some of the fat with carbohydrates, whereas the Mediterranean diet replaces those bad fats with unsaturated fats.
So it's not a low-fat diet, but it is recommended for heart health.
Exactly, because it is high in unsaturated fats, especially monounsaturated fats. And these are associated with lowering the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, also lowering triglycerides, which are another fat in our blood, but they help to raise the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol.
What other ailments might this diet be helpful for?
There have also been a lot of other studies done, and they really show that higher fat, but higher in healthy fat, diet helps to improve blood pressure, blood lipids, insulin, blood glucose. So it has a link with being, you know, healthy for diabetes as well as cardiovascular disease. And we now have a fair amount, at least 20 well-controlled studies have been done showing that it also can help with weight loss, which seems counterintuitive, you know, and people are so afraid that a higher fat diet is going to be associated with weight gain. But in fact, of course, you have to control calories like you do with any diet to lose weight. But when you control the calories, you can still have a Mediterranean diet and lose weight.
What kind of small changes can we make to get into the Mediterranean diet?
You know, use olive oil as a salad dressing. Saute your foods in olive oil rather than butter or other margarines that you might be using. You know, when you're going to have a snack, instead of grabbing chips, grab a few mixed nuts. You know, use avocado on your sandwiches. Eat fish at least twice a week. You know, those kinds of small changes will really result in a healthier diet.
Professor Bonnie Brehm, thanks again. Always very enlightening and helpful about nutrition. Really appreciate your time on WNKU today.
Okay, thank you.